Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. In today's episode, we are going to be looking at the question, which is, should I post content on every platform? So should you be posting social media content on all the platforms that are available to you as a broker, as an advisor? So this is what we're going to unpack. Now, this question is quite a common one. It comes up often. And so the first thing to understand with this is I was actually asked this question on a podcast recently. This is what inspired this up. When it comes to posting on every platform, there is what I actually have. It's a three phases that you need to think of. So stage one, if we actually look at stage one, so stage one would be one platform and really one content. So stage one is one platform, one content. Now, what do I mean by this? If you are just starting out now as a broker, as a mortgage broker, as a mortgage advisor, then what you want to be doing is and when I say starting out, I don't mean starting out like as in general, like as a business. You could be starting out as a complete broker for beginner, but if starting out as marketing yourself. So you could have been an advisor for 20 years, but if you're just starting to move into this digital space of marketing your brand online and building that personal brand, building that business brand, then you're new in the eyes of this. And so stage one, as I said, is effectively creating one piece of content on one platform consistently. So let's say that you wanted to use, this could be, let's say you do Facebook, and you could do a, if it was Facebook, you might want to do on this Facebook Reels. So it could be a reel, it could be some stories. So I don't say one content, what I really mean is like one content type. So I'll delete that one. So it's one platform. So it could be stories, it could be posts, it could be groups if you wanted. So you could go really deep down one of these. Okay, so all the way down this rabbit hole of one type of content. Now, the reason why that is stage one is because when you're learning this, if you try to go on all of them, which is what people try to do all the time, I see this all happen quite often, you'll get overwhelmed, you'll end up making way more mistakes, and you'll stop doing it. And this is a game of slowly building over time. It's not a game of doing all the right things straight away and then winning. It doesn't work that way. I wish it did, but it doesn't. Instead, you've got to slowly build over time to the point when eventually it's you've built this large omnipresent brand. So stage one is focus on one platform. If you are there, then this is where the mortgage marketing blueprint. So the mortgage marketing blueprint is, this is pretty much designed for stage one, pretty to get you ready, and or stage two as well. But stage one, if you're a mortgage marketing blueprint, this is the thing you want to be focusing on. And so pick your platform and then go from there. There's no extra kind of stuff you want to do. Now, from stage one, if you've done that, you've been able to master one platform, then the issue, how much should you be on? Then what you would do is you would move down to stage two. So if we go to stage two now, what stage two would be, multiple platforms, but also repurpose. So this is multi-platform repurpose is stage two. So what do I mean by this? Let's say that you've got Facebook and you've got that reel that you were creating. So you've got Facebook and you've been making that reel. That reel can actually go to, it could go to TikTok. So it's the same video. It could go to Instagram. You could post it onto LinkedIn if you wanted. You could go to YouTube Shorts. So it could be YT for YouTube Shorts. So you could post that one type of content across multiple platforms. Same with stories. So stories, they can go to Instagram if you wanted. You can even upload them to TikTok stories if you wanted. You can even upload them to WhatsApp stories if you wanted to do that too. So this is a taking one type of content and repurposing it across multiple platforms so that more people are able to see that content. We talk about this as part of the three pillars of omnipresence and brand touch points of being able to volume and frequency. So by doing this, which again is broken down in the blueprint, in a lot more detail. But by doing these, this is stage two. So stage two being that you're able to repurpose content, but the bit to really point out with this is repurposing content that you've already done. So it's not stuff that you're taking a video that's already been made for Facebook and you're just putting it onto other platforms that allow you to have that type of content. Okay, so that's the next one of should you be on all platforms. Now, stage two is often when I start to work with people and get them to a stage two level, and then eventually to a stage three as time goes on. But we start with taking people from a stage one into stage two. If someone's just moving to stage one, realistically, they don't really need me as much. That's where the blueprint and just doing it themselves is enough. But like stage two and three is where it starts to get more complicated. So stage two, multi-platformed repurpose strategy. So using the same thing. Now, then we move on to stage three. Now, stage three is the final stage. And this is multi-platform relevant content. Okay. So multi-platform relevant content. So what do I mean by multi-platform relevant content? Well, when I'm talking about multi-platform relevant content, what I'm actually meaning is content that is across multiple platforms. So you're building that omnipresent brand, as we spoke about earlier. So you are still trying to do that because we know we need that. But now you're making content that is relevant to the platforms in which they're on. So that would be, for example, like myself, I do LinkedIn articles, I do a podcast, I do a YouTube video, I do a blog, I do shorts, I do Facebook posts, I do live streams. All of this content is actually, a lot of it is the same idea. So like this idea right now, this will be turned into a blog and it will be turned into a LinkedIn post and it will be turned into all these different things, emails and stuff like that. But they are not the same. So it's not just this one thing dropped in and everyone gets it. Every one of those platforms is going to get a relevant version of this piece of content. So I'll do on LinkedIn with this piece of content what I know works well on LinkedIn. I'll take this piece of content and I'll make it really well for a reel because I know that's what works well on a reel. I'll take this piece of content and I'll repurpose it for an email and a mailing list thing because I know that works there. So the goal of stage three, this multi-platform relevant content, is about taking content ideas and then making them tailored to the platform's specific kind of design and culture, and that's going to make it significantly better than stage two or one, especially from stage two. Now, stage two, you often see people get these two confused, and that they are different. And the reason they're different is because the skill level required to be able to, and also time, to be able to create relevant content on platforms is hard. So to answer that question, which what we had at the beginning, which is, should I post content on every single platform? The answer is yes and no, depending on the stage of your content that you're in. But the ultimate goal is to be able to create what we call an omnipresent brand. And that means that the ultimate goal is for you to be on as many platforms as possible in as many ways. So email marketing, courses, webinars, the whole lot eventually. But don't freak out too much. Just start where you need to and pick one and go really deep into one. As you do that slowly over time, the skills you learn in one very well will translate to the others and it will allow you to reach that level. The idea of being stage three and getting to stage three in this kind of content strategy and content levels is that most people won't reach stage three for many years, probably 4 or 5 years, because it's hard to do. But as long as you go through the stages and you work, you will slowly over time get to the point where you will hit that level. And that's the point where you're going to be so much more ahead than you're going, so much more ahead. So that is the answer to this question. If you've enjoyed it, be sure to subscribe to the show. If you've got a question you'd answered, drop me a DM on Instagram. That is at Ash Borland, and you'll be able to find me there. And I'll happy to answer your questions on the show as well. Anyway, I'll see you in the next one, okay? Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. and do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.